Okay, I'm recording now. Hello, and welcome to the Corn Podcast.
Hello!
Hello!
We're a corn time.
We're a true crime, regular crime, that's also true, and ghost podcast.
Ghost crime.
Ghost crime.
Cryptid crime.
We are about crime, and it's only crime on this podcast. Our audios might be...
We don't talk about anything else.
We only talk about... crime. We want cryptid on cryptid crime. And that's it.
I want to hear your stories about Bigfoot beating the shit out of the Loch Ness Monster. Like, give me that.
I feel really weird because Harlow and I are recording. We're trying to record for the first time remotely. And, like, I'm uncomfortable because when we both laugh, it's only my, like, squeaky laugh that's getting picked up on my audio. And I can see it. And it's so horrible because it usually gets covered up by both of us.
It's also very difficult because we're still very good about social distancing. Alexa's in her house. I'm in my house. I'm recording on my phone and we're over Discord listening to each other. Anyone who's ever uses Discord knows that it's a piece of hot garbage.
So the hottest.
We're struggling out here.
So hard. And I feel bad for Harlow because Harlow, I'm telling you now, there's no fucking way I can edit this shit. I don't think I can figure it out.
I feel like as long as I time them right, like I hear you say thing and then I say thing, we cool. But there's gonna be so much pausing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Oh, it's boy. Like at least that's what I'm noticing right now on my wavelengths is that you can see when you're talking because there's just like me into the mic. That's it. Oh god. But yes.
This will be interesting.
This is gonna be you know, our one fan that we've discovered we had today. I'm looking at you. Please be patient with us. The rest of you are our friends. Huh?
Dude, I was going to say, do we want to start with that one or should we save it? Because that one's fucking hilarious.
We should save it because I like that one. That one's good. Okay, I mean, I shouldn't say that because they're all really good. Have you read Maddie's?
No.
Dude, Maddie's are so good. We should start with Maddie.
All right, let's start with Maddie.
She's got two.
I need to pull them up.
I can read one and you can read
one. Oh, you
one.
Do one, I do one.
You should read the first one. I want to read the second because that's my favorite story she ever told me.
Okay, I need to find it.
It's not hard to find in our four emails.
No, I had it like, it's just taking its sweet ass time. Okay, fuck you.
No, I wasn't trying to be an asshole. It's just like, I opened up, you're like, I can't find it. And I'm looking at our inbox and it has four fucking emails in it.
Okay. So, this first one is from our friend Maddie. Hi!
Hello, Maddie!
She sent us two stories, so here we go. Alright, she says, my family moved into Luella, I said it, right as I started kindergarten, into a neighborhood full of other families who knew each other and a ton of kids I grew up playing with. I knew most of the people in this neighborhood all the way until I moved out of town after graduation. Fucking same.
Yep.
Small town shit.
So bad. Said.
When we moved in, my parents decided to do renovations, and while the master bedroom was being redone, they lived in the room that later became my older brother's. One weekend, when all my cousins were in town, my mom let us all sleep together in their big bed in that room. I think my dad was out of town for work or something. The head of the bed had no headboard, and since it was only temporary, there was a large window with blinds on it right at the head of the bed. Okay, so where the headboard would be, there's a giant-ass window. I don't like that.
I have the story still after this.
Looking back, it was probably a nightmare trying to keep all the pillows in there. Anyways, we all went to bed at normal time for, like, six-year-olds, but then in the middle of the night, I woke up feeling something really weird. I felt like I was being watched.
Oh, fuck.
It's that feeling of creepy crawlies down your back, and as a six-year-old, it really freaked me out. Yeah, fucking same, dude! Ooh, I didn't know what to do, so I peeked up at the blinds, which were barely cracked to let in some moonlight. And there, in the windows, staring down me and my cousins, was a pair of night vision glasses.
I can't believe Maddie never told us the story in fucking person.
Maddie, how have you never told us this? I couldn't comprehend it once my brain realized what it was. Through a cloud of sleep and naivety of a child's brain, I screamed and jumped out of the bed and ran to my mom, who I'm pretty sure is on the couch drinking wine with my aunt.
Wildin'.
She assured me it was just a dream. She took a long look through the window and around the house to humor me, but didn't see anyone, so she calmed me down and sent me back to bed. That seriously haunted me for years, and I was constantly afraid of windows, and I still have a little lingering of that fear. I always thought that I had a super crazy vivid dream, but I still remember it very clearly. Well, a few years later, the mom of one of my friends got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and when she turned around to leave the room, there was a man there standing in the window watching her through night vision
goggles.
Oh
my God!
My mom didn't tell me the second half until I was in my late teens, and I think maybe she felt bad, but also, what a horrible realization that there was someone watching your kids sleep. And you had no idea. Goose cam.
Damn, I have goose cam right now so bad.
I hate that. Ooh. Maddie, I cannot believe you have never told us
I know.
That before.
Was it that house that we like used to spend the night in? The roof house?
No. This was, no, I don't think so. Because the other person in this story, they didn't live close. They didn't live in town there.
Yeah, and I just realized that like if they wouldn't have room for Jesse, and Jesse lived at that house with them.
I think they lived in Denison. They had a Denison house, which also had a ghost, I think.
Ugh, I want to read the supernatural one, but my phone's dying, so I'm sorry. I have to go grab my charger. I'll be right back. Okay, so Maddie sent us a double email, and this is her supernatural story. It says, this is a shorty but goodie, and it really sticks with you, as Alexa knows. Smiley face, parenthesis.
She gave her smiley face and nose.
I always give my smiley faces noses, because they're extra happy, and then if they're sad, they're extra sad. When they have a nose. Okay, it says, my mom used to work at nursing homes, and one of her coworkers and best friend at the time got off work late in the evening. We'll call him Tony. Since they were nurses / caregivers at this facility, hours were super weird, and it wasn't unusual for them to be driving home between midnight and 4 a.m. Anyways, Tony gets off work in the wee hours and is driving home down Highway 69 in Bells next to an old...
Hey.
Nice. Next to an old cemetery. It was a really dark night, and he could only see what was illuminated by his headlights. All of a sudden, a giant hulking shadow person ran across the other lane and slammed into the front driver's side of his car. He felt a thud as it hit his grill, and there was no one there, and not a scratch on his car. He was understandably freaked, but then tried to put it out of his mind. But then it happened again a couple weeks later, when he was driving home on a similar night after a late shift, and in the same place, right beside the cemetery, the shadow ran out of his car again, in the same way. This time, he didn't even bother looking at his rearview mirror. It was like this thing, whatever it was running at his car on purpose, like it was aiming for him, trying to make him swerve and crash. Still gives me chills. Love you, corn kids, Maddie.
I hate that. I hate that so fucking
much. Maddie
wise.
Is such an asshole. She's not really. I love her to death. That she told me a story. I lived right down the road from White Mountain Cemetery Road. And she told me the story while I was driving past that cemetery. And I worked at Taco Cabana. And I would get home at 1 in the morning when I was 16, which is illegal, Taco Cabana. And fucking would have to drive past that cemetery every night at like 1 in the morning.
God, what a fucking punk ass. That is, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Could you imagine, like, feeling
like
something
that
shit's slam?
Hitting your
yes.
Car?
Oh, I hate it so fucking much. Both of those stories really creep me out so bad. And I close out of the emails after I finish Maddie's story, and we have another email, but we're not going to read that one yet.
We can go to one of the Facebook ones. We can just go back and forth.
Yeah, let's go back. Well, we have a lot of emails to get through. It's whatever you want to read first, honestly, because it's your turn next.
Okay, this one's very, very short, and it's from my friend Sam about a crime he did, but it had me in fucking stitches. He broke into an arena to see circus animals, and he saw a big cat and got scared and ran away. And I don't know why, but what did you expect, Sam? He's gonna break in there just...
He's like, one time I broke into a local arena to see circus animals and got scared because I saw a man with a mullet and ran away. That was topical because everyone's watching the Joe Exotic thing. Oh, God. Okay, can I read the one that tripped me the hell out the other night?
Yes.
Okay. It scared me so bad. Which, who? It's Ed's.
Do you want to just do all of, we can do all of Ed's and then go to the other ones. Ed came in fucking clutch. Yeah. I love him so
Ed
much.
Ed did come in clutch. I want to read the one about the military base.
Okay.
Okay, he had told us a few other stories, so it's going to start off like it's in the middle of a story. For lighter fare, the base I was at, MCAS Cherry Point, had a haunting on the runway. The one pilot I spoke to was coming in for a landing one night and had to abort or wave off because he saw a person on the runway described over the radio as a woman in white. When Crash Fire Rescue got out into the runway, she was nowhere to be found. Apparently, this happened once or twice a year. Pilot at night would see her on the runway and have to circle around. So after hearing this, somebody's and I decided to go look at the runway. Sure as shit, walk off the runway, across the road, and into the woods, and there was an abandoned graveyard hidden away on the base. No markings, no names, but spooky as shit.
I hate it. There's so much weird, like, shit with military. Like, especially when it comes to UFOs, it's fucking bonkers.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. That one, like, scared me so bad. Like, whenever Harlow initially sent me all the stories, we won't always do our listener stories where we know everything. But Harlow initially sent it to me whenever I was, I can't say what I was up to, but I was about to go to bed and I got really, really freaked out.
Okay. Let's see. I want to do the shotgun one.
Okay. I don't think I know which one that is.
He sent it literally earlier today.
Oh, nice. Ed is the shit.
Ed sent us so many good stories, and I love him.
This episode's for Ed. That's what we're naming this episode. This one's for you, Ed.
All right. So he says, let me make sure this is the right one. Yeah. Okay. So he says, so this isn't true crime technically, but I was reminded recently, and it's kind of funny. It says, first time I saw someone get shot.
Oh my god.
Once upon a time, way back when I used to work as a hunting guide, I led a pack of rich white assholes into the woods and fields so they could shoot birds and deer, depending. Now, each hunt, we spent an hour going over safety rules, as you're supposed to, but we all know you can't tell old white men anything. So one day, I'm leading a group of people. He says, one was a dentist, I'll always remember. He says, we come up... He had to specify one as a dentist, and I think it's really good, so I left it.
I love that.
He says, we come up on a creek, and I let the fitter ones go first, and I go at the back of the group in case the older guys fall down. Second from the end, trips and eats shit. While he's doing that, he manages to A, close his shotgun so that it can be fired, like snapping it shut. B, which loaded the shells he had put in there, another no-no.
Oh my god.
And then C, pull the trigger of now said loaded shotgun, which meant his finger was on the trigger while he was walking, another no-no, and that his safety was off.
Oh.
Guy in front of him was turning around and got his ass cheek shot off.
No! Oh my god!
He got his ass cheek shut off!
No! That poor guy! Was it the dentist?
It popped in my head. I don't know! Made me think of Forrest Gump, like, it jumped up and bit me. And he's like, it's shot in the butt.
They said it was a $1 million wound. I never once saw a penny of that $1 million. I don't know what the fucking... My favorite thing in the world is, like, one time Brian and I were driving. I was driving to Houston, and it was raining, and there was these just, like, kind little sprinkles kind of coming down, and this giant raindrop just fucking splat on my windshield. And then I looked at Brian, and I go, big ol' fat rain. And he never laughs, like, super hard, except at Lightning Man. And he, like, died laughing. It was the best.
Love Lightning Man. So, a story I heard secondhand in a smoke pit, so his veracity is always up in the air. He says, guy was driving out near Meteor Crater in Arizona at night, described as a real dark of the moon outside. Comes across a car off to the side of the road, doors open, suitcases in the road. Guy stops the car, gets out with a gun, and audibly loads a shell. Said he didn't like it, got back in the car, drove on a bit. Said in the rear view, he could see people coming up from either side of the road to pick up the suitcases and move the car. So he suspected they had been waiting to ambush someone, but he decided on someone less obviously carrying.
Oh my god, yeah. I was gonna say something whenever I was initially reading it, and was like that sounds like he shouldn't have gotten out of the car. Like, it sounds like a bunch of hooey, like, mm-mm, someone's gonna get him. Do you remember that one time whenever Maddie and Jarrett and them were doing the band camp, like Maddie's parents were in charge of the band? Were you there? The band booster, the flocking yards thing with the yard,
yeah,
and the guy like loaded his
and
gun.
Someone had a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that one, but we had to stop it. Yeah.
It was the old sheriff too. Like,
we had okay. For my band in high school, we had this fundraiser that was basically, you would pay us money to go put those pink plastic flamingos all in someone's yard, and someone didn't approve of someone being on their property and pulled a gun on a bunch of high schoolers. So that's fun.
Maddie and Jarrett said that you could hear
that
the gun.
Small town,
like,
for ya.
Yeah, like Maddie and Jarrett said that you could hear the bullet like sliding into the chamber of the gun. Like, he loaded that shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. That was crazy. Okay.
All right, your turn.
I guess I'm going to read Tony's. Is that okay?
Yeah.
There was a time in my life where I didn't believe in ghosts. I mostly didn't because I didn't think they were actually things to be scared of, and I had gotten over my fear of the dark at a very young age. So one day, my sister and I were messing around in a graveyard near a family reunion that we were attending. My sister had been very respectful of the gravestones and the things on them and warned me not to be messing around with them. I did not heed her warning, and at one point I remember reaching out to pick up a nondescript stone that had been placed on top of the gravestone. The moment I did, I got the feeling like something was rushing me, and I immediately put the stone down and ran away from the graveyard as fast as I could. The feeling has stuck with me for years, and I can't really explain or describe what the sensation was. That one,
I hate,
spooked
that
me so bad, because like the feeling of someone like running at you like that, like rushing you like that. Hell no.
It gives me the same feeling as the Maddie's spooky story where the thing hits the car.
Yeah.
Those give me the same feeling. Yeah, it's, and I hate it.
Yeah. And it's so like, I don't know. I get like react in my gut. You should read our Anon one, because that one's really good.
Okay. So this one we got is an anonymous one, and it's fucking wild. And part of me wants to read into it more because goddamn. All right.
Also, should we change victim names in that, or do you think that they took that liberty?
I'm not going to say the victim's name. I'll say their last name, because it's a pretty generic one. But yeah, here we go. 2003. A guy named Evan Hank gets pulled over for driving like an idiot and rolling his car. They talk to his ex, who lets the cops know that their son is missing. I'm not going to say the name. Hank's a piece of shit, had plenty of prior arrests and everything. They find blood in the car, and they eventually find some in his house. So one day in court, Hank stands up and claims that not only did he kill and decapitate and dismember his son, he did it because his son was the Antichrist.
Oh my god.
And had a 666 on his forehead.
Oh my god.
Police had a lot of volunteers searching landfills for the kid's body a month and a half, and they found nothing. Hank eventually tried to off himself and is still in prison as far as I know. There was some upset with the CSI planting evidence, but still.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I want to know the CSI. Like,
insane.
Yeah, it is. I want to know the CSI drama.
Yeah, I know it too. Because, like, I mean, where would that come in?
I know.
Because if he's had prior arrests and they find shit in his car, then that seems pretty, like,
maybe that's what the upset
done.
Yeah, like, maybe that's what the upset is about, is like, maybe like they think that the CSI, but why the CSI, like, are they surely like planting blood and shit?
Maybe it wasn't planting, but more of maybe mismanaging stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. I'll probably look into it my own, because I want to know now.
Sorry, I was taking a drink. You definitely should. I think we only have that one left, the one that I'm really excited about.
Yeah. We got a couple of mentions about stuff, which would be really fun to look into, but I'm very... The last one that you're going to read is very good.
Yeah, it's cute. It's so good. I'm not cute, but Harlow, I need to show you something. Can you see my camera?
It's good.
I have it in 30
font.
You're
reading like an old person.
Yeah, it's really funny. So this one is from, I believe it's Zeven is the way to pronounce it. Z-E-V-E.
That's how I read it.
That's how I read it, too. It says, I'm so excited. It says, "Hey guys, love your podcast. Don't stop being your spooky selves. So I used to live in an old farmhouse in Wisconsin, directly next to a graveyard. And when I went to sleep, I slept with my door open and the hall light on. I was like seven. And when I would look in my doorway, I would see a shadowy figure standing in my parents' doorway. I didn't tell my parents because I thought that they would have just wrote it off as me making it up. And after a couple weeks of this, it appeared in my doorway and I saw its features, or lack thereof. It was about 8 feet tall and it stood there watching me. Is it single?
That is so big. That is so bad.
I'm just kidding. That was a bad joke. God. I'm just actually getting really freaked out. And at this point,
a lot of shadow people, spooky stuff in this one.
Dude, like, have you ever...
And, like, all these stories.
As soon as you see a shadow person, like, the dread they fill you with is, like, the worst feeling in the world. and I was getting pretty scared. Still, I didn't tell my parents. Oh, why would you not, baby? Fast forward a couple days later, and the figure was no longer in my doorway. I was relieved and thought that I was just being dumb, until a few days later, when I was walking to my room for bed, and I saw a pair of shadowy black hands slide underneath my bed.
No.
The next day, just the hands. Oh, no, the whole body's under there. The next day, I talked to my dad about
it. 8 feet of it. 8 feet of that body.
8 feet of... Oh, that's so many feet.
Ooh, it's only 2 feet.
Oh, that's good. The next day I talked to my dad about it because it was really getting to me, and I asked him, hey, have you noticed anything weird about the house? He responded, yeah, actually, I saw something in my door, but it went away after a few days. Oh, fuck. After that, I put my salt around my bed. I saw it on TV, but found out what it actually did later. By the way, my stepdad is my dad is a paranoid schizophrenic, so he didn't think much of it. Love you guys! This person, Zevin, I just want you to know, I love the way this is written. The end of it, I don't know if you intended it for so it to good. Be so funny, but I cracked up the first time I read this email.
Just, it's so casually. Yeah, my dad's got paranoid schizophrenia, it's fine.
It's funny because it says BTW. So, by the way, my dad's a paranoid schizophrenic, so I didn't think much of it. Love you guys! And it's like, I love you too, Zevin.
Zevin, bless you. Oh, jeez.
Okay, but seriously, could you imagine? You're like 7 years old. Like, have you ever stood next to someone who's like 7 feet tall before?
It's insane. All my friends are very tall, like, so yes.
It's like...
But like...
When I was in Houston, I was quite literally standing next to a basketball player who could have palmed my head like it was a basketball. Like, just with his hands hanging at his waist. Like, I came up to his belt. I was like, I am 5'4". I could not believe... And I'm like, could you imagine that? But in a shadow figure in your doorway? Ew!
And then if it's
standing in your doorway, it can't fit, so it's like turn its head to the side and shit.
Or it's just like hunched way the fuck over. Ew!
Oh god, I'm in my closet. I hate it.
It's okay, I probably couldn't. How tall are ceilings? Are they 8 foot?
Taller, I think. Let me see. I have Google
I just want to know if his head would be like hitting the ceiling the whole time. Because that'd be funny.
Ceiling. 9 feet. So he's just a foot short.
Oh, so he's got a little room. Ugh. I'm imagining just a shadow man jumping up and down and smacking his ceiling every time.
That's even more terrifying. Oh, God.
Nah, because he'd be pissed.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh, ew, please stop, Harlow. I'm getting so freaked out.
I'll mention, we got a couple of just mentions. There was one, a friend mentioned they grew up hearing about the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders.
Oh, yeah, those are really sad.
Would be a fun one to cover. And then another friend mentioned the Wiley Axe murders.
That one's really
good.
Which
I had never heard about.
So I initially told you that she killed his mistress or something, but I was actually going to do it last episode because I thought that was a really good recommendation. And she...
Do we want to cover this in the next episode?
Yeah, we probably should. I should stop talking about it.
We'll save it.
But the murder happened on Friday.
We got a couple of really good. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's festive.
Oh my god. It was a grisly murder, Harlow.
I know.
A bear did it.
A grizzly.
Funny joke. Okay, I was waiting for it.
Should we just make this a short one?
Yeah, probably. This is technically still part of the COVID series until we're together in person, so it's okay if it's short.
Which, dude... schools are closed until, like, May now.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm gonna not have work until then, and I'm screaming.
So are you getting paid, Harlow?
They have to apply for a loan to see if we get paid this Friday. But they're already telling us, hey, apply for unemployment.
No, yeah, so you definitely... fun. Have you already applied for unemployment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how any of it works, so
you know
we'll
what?
See.
I don't think anybody who's applying for unemployment knows how it works. But I just wanted to make sure that you are. And everybody
no,
else...
No, because we're all fucking 20-somethings.
Yeah, and all of y'all that haven't applied for unemployment and got laid off, like, make sure you do that. Because that check's not going to come fast, and you fucking need it. And if your parents claim you as dependent, you might not get that stimulus check either.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers I get that immediately, because I need to get fucking groceries.
Oh my gosh. Do you want me to Venmo you some money so you can eat?
No.
Okay, well, if you let me know.
I'm good.
Okay, well, let me know, because I don't mind. I've been...
Well, anyway.
Okay, sorry.
No, what?
I was just gonna say, like, I'm an essential worker. I'm very lucky. I'm actually extremely glad transportation is considered essential, so therefore I, working at the car dealership, am essential, so I have a job right now. So there are, like, a lot of tattoo artists that are without jobs, and my favorite artist is doing commissions, and I'll never get to, like, get tattooed by her because she's, like, in Seattle, and I am I just bought my first commission, and I'm really excited. And she's like she's like a body positivity artist, so I'm super double excited.
Fuck yeah.
And so I'm, like, shitting my pants. I'm really excited. It's a portrait. I spent my first commission on a portrait. But that's, like,
I mean,
but, like, for those of you guys that do have, like, extra money, like, make sure you support, like, your local artists or, like, anybody who's trying to sell some kind of craft to get by. Because, I mean, tattoo artists and hairdressers, like, aren't making any money right now. A lot of people I know are completely shit broke because salons and stuff are closed. And, like, you know, nail techs, if you guys know anybody who's doing house calls, like, please take advantage of that. It's actually super cool of them to be doing that. They're not technically supposed to. So please, like, take advantage of anything that people are doing if you guys do have a couple extra dollars in your pocket. Because I know that, like, one of my hairdresser is, like, taking 20% off if you pay for your hair now, and she owns her business, you know. So if you guys have anybody who's doing that, please make sure you do that and take advantage of that, because it's super important.
But also, if you, like, even if you go to, like, a restaurant or whatever now, make sure you tip your fucking waiter, waitress, whatever, you tip them. If you've got people who have to make mail deliveries to your house, like UPS, FedEx, whatever, leave them, like, some fucking hand sanitizer and gloves and shit.
Yeah, like right now,
these people are actively putting their lives at risk.
Yeah, and like right now, truckers and delivery drivers and food service workers and grocery workers and, of course, RNs are, like, the blood of America right now, and, like, they're the true fucking heroes. So, like, thank Harlow's mom and thank people who are going to hospitals every day with shortages of masks and gloves and who are literally dying on the lines trying to get this pandemic taken care of. It's super important. And I know you guys know all this shit, but we're just reminding you, like, sometimes, especially, like, what Harlow said, please tip your to-go orders. People don't think about tipping those orders, but these people are still getting paid $2.15 an hour. And that's what's going into consideration whenever these people have to apply for unemployment. So make sure that, like, these people, you tip the hell out of these folks that are busting their asses. And your pizza delivery driver, I know that you only want to tip him $5, but you gotta give him more, man. 20%, baby. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell Harlow this story off the air. But
we went on a tangent.
Goodbye, everybody. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Corn Pod. That's thecornpod. And then make sure you go to our website and enter your submission, because every 10th episode we're going to be reading your stories to you, and that is thecornpod.com. and Harlow works really hard on that, and I would like to see the fruits of Harlow's labor in my email. Thank you, and good night.
Bye.